Now, for a moment, try to imagine this square without it. For several decades, that is exactly what it looked like. St. Michael's Monastery was founded in the early 12th century. Under Soviet rule, it was closed, and the cathedral, bell tower, and several other buildings were destroyed. A government district was planned for the site, but it was never built. Some of the original mosaics and frescoes were moved to museums, while the cathedral site remained empty for decades. After Ukraine regained independence, St. Michael's was brought back to the city. In 1997 to 1998, the cathedral was rebuilt almost from scratch. So what you see today is not a medieval building that has stood here unchanged for centuries, but a restored landmark. Take a look around. Next to the monastery, you can see the Wall of Remembrance for Ukraine's fallen defenders and destroyed Russian military equipment. This place is also connected to another important chapter in modern Kyiv's history. On the night of December 10, 2013, as security forces moved to disperse protesters on Maidan, the bells of St. Michael's rang out as an alarm. A place that had once been destroyed later became a symbol of solidarity during the Revolution of Dignity. Before we move on, look towards the nearby Ministry of Foreign Affairs building. There, you'll find a small bronze swallow dedicated to Mykola Leontovich's Shedrik. Press the button and you'll hear the melody known around the world as Carol of the Bells. Now let's head down towards European Square. Ukrainian House is just ahead. When you reach the building, we'll continue.